What was that? Is that all the sound we get out of Queen's Park? I picked sound bites and I never had one that short. I said, grab some sound from Queen's Park. There's such stuff going on there. And he said, it's pretty short. I'm like, okay, but we'll use the best we have. Can you play that again? Wow. Amazing. That moment right there, folks. That's the breaking news. That moment, actually, you have to actually be there to hear it because a lot of it couldn't be heard. But that's a vote. That's a protest, let's say. But in the last few minutes, Marl Stiles' second unanimous consent motion to allow the cafe in the legislature. That sound is it failing. And then right after that sound, five conservative MPPs walked out in protest, interrupting the proceedings. And they're basically defying Doug Ford, who voted in favor or, you know, did not certainly push back against cafes being allowed to be worn in Queen's Park in the legislature, even though there are very strict rules about wearing anything that symbolizes a political statement or, you know, any kind of statement. You got to be neutral, right? But certainly this opens a new can of worms for Ford because he made the decision last week that he was going to be all in on this thing. And I don't know why this is an issue. It should not be an issue and it should certainly not be allowed. But again, you have to think what's the big picture here? And the big picture is that there's an election, a by-election, and it's in Milton. And there certainly seems to be a lot of vote pandering going on. So is that why Marit Stiles again brought this motion ahead for a second time? Let's ask someone following this and certainly who's written about it. That is Brian Lilly joining us from the Toronto Sun. You write about this particular issue, about the pandering of the cafea in this Milton election. But what do you make of the last few minutes?
Well, it was a short clip that you played, but it is the most important part.
Yes.
Because, it's not a normal vote. The speaker hears the motion that they want a unanimous consent. If anybody says no for any reason, then it's dead on arrival. So the second time Stiles has done that, she held a news conference earlier this morning calling on Doug Ford to whip the vote to force all of his MPPs to vote that way. I actually thought for a little while that he might, but I know that there's dissension in the cabinet as well. If there was a free vote on this, I don't think Doug Ford would win.
I don't either.
If his MPPs and cabinet ministers could vote, they would say, no, this is a political symbol. And then moments after the no vote happened and they went into question period and Merritt Stiles is asking, why won't you allow the cafea to be worn? What happens? A bunch of political protesters stood up, pulled keffiyehs out of their bags, started waving them around, saying, free Palestine, you can't shut us down. And that's actually why the legislature went into recess for 15 minutes, not the MPPs who stormed out, because there's still quorum with the MPPs. But these people in the gallery up above were yelling down Paul Calandra as he's answering the second question from Merritt Stiles on the keffiyeh. You know, Stiles kept saying this is a cultural symbol. No, it's very much a political symbol.
Yeah.
And even if it was just a cultural symbol, I want to point out that under the rules of legislatures, this applies to or should apply to the House of Commons in Ottawa as well. And it would if they had a speaker who wasn't completely useless in Greg Fergus. For a member of any legislature to wear a kilt on Robbie Burns Day, they have to ask permission. In the month of April, to wear the daffodil pin to cancer awareness, you have to ask permission. To wear your local team's hockey jersey in the legislature to wish them well as they are on a playoff run at this time of the year in the OHL, you have to ask permission, and permission must be granted by your fellow MPPs. So this idea that, you know, it's somehow an attack on the cafea, an attack on Islam, it's not. And these rules, as I wrote about recently, they were put in a time when our politics were more divided and you had to stop things like someone who belonged to the Orange Order wearing a sash and bowler hat to aggravate Catholics across the way who might be Irish or French background and feel threatened by that. You'd have violence if that happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, and by the way, I tweeted out a video of the people who wear the keffiyehs at the protests. They say it's a political symbol. It's the symbol of the Palestinian resistance.
Well, it became a political system, like, you know, when Yasser Arafat normalized the thing. I mean, last time I checked, you know, the guy was with a terror group. But, you know, when you wrap it around your head, chances are it is a political symbol. Even worse, right? It's an intimidation symbol. But and I know you've got to get going to another assignment. But, you know, Doug Ford has chosen this hill. And it's crass because it's all about politics being played in this Milton by-election instead of the moral clarity which we need right now.
Well, I've called all the leaders cowards for this. Ford, Stiles, Crombie.
Yep.
I couldn't use harsher language to describe them because they're doing this all because of Milton. Milton has a very large Muslim population. It's not like it's 100% Muslim, but there's a large Muslim population. Last night there was a local debate held by a Muslim community group. A photo taken of the three candidates there, the Green, the NDP, and the PC, all standing surrounded by people wearing keffiyehs and Palestinian flags behind them. It's a political symbol. So yeah, they're all pandering. It's very unbecoming. And, you know, throwing away hundreds of years of precedence in the legislature because of a by-election, that's just insane. But that's where we're at the moment. And it's also why I want to point out none of the Ontario political leaders have said a word condemning what happened in Ottawa with the open chanting and cheering and support for Hamas saying long live October 7th. Yeah. So shame on them again. And the same reason, they're afraid of Milton. It's cowardice.
Beyond that, yeah, it's pathetic is what it is. All right, look, I would take more time, but I know you don't have any. So thank you very much. That's Brian Lilly joining us. He writes all about the politics of this by-election in Milton.